Today, we dive into some intriguing developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD's recent entries, market trends, and some fascinating modding achievements. We'll explore the latest Steam hardware survey results, the rise of 16-gigabyte VRAM GPUs, and a remarkable modding feat that's captured the attention of the tech community. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of the major topics we'll cover. 1. AMD's Radeon RX 9000 series makes its debut in the Steam hardware survey, but with a surprisingly low market share. 2. A notable increase in the adoption of 16-gigabyte VRAM GPUs among gamers. 3. An extreme modding project resulting in a Frankenstein RTX 5070 Ti that sets a world record. Now let's dive deeper into each of these stories. First up, the AMD Radeon RX 9000 series has finally started appearing in the Steam hardware survey, but the initial reception is somewhat muted. The RX 9070 has made its way into the charts with a mere 0.16% market share, which is a stark contrast to its predecessor models and even less than the aging NVIDIA GeForce GT 730. This raises some eyebrows, especially considering that AMD had positioned the RX 9000 series as a strong contender in the mainstream market. Interestingly, while the RX 9070 is charting, its more powerful sibling, the RX 970 XT, which previously held a slightly better 0.22% share, has vanished from the survey altogether. This fluctuation underlines a critical point. The Steam hardware survey is not a static representation, but rather a snapshot that can change dramatically based on various factors, including user demographics and market dynamics. Despite the RX 9000 series receiving positive reviews for its performance in AI and ray tracing tasks, the overall market seems to favor NVIDIA's offerings. For instance, the RTX 4060 gained a 0.46% market share, while the RTX 5060 surged by 0.72%. This suggests that even with AMD's strategic focus on affordability and efficiency, NVIDIA still holds a strong preference among gamers. Moreover, we're witnessing a significant trend in the GPU landscape, the growing adoption of 16-gigabyte VRAM cards. According to the latest data, there was a remarkable 5.85% increase in gamers using GPUs with 16 GB of VRAM in January 2026. This shift indicates a clear demand for higher memory capacities as games become more demanding and resolutions increase. In contrast, GPUs with 12 gigs and 8 gigabyte VRAM saw a decline in usage, suggesting that gamers are increasingly looking for future-proofing options. This trend could have significant implications for AMD and its GPU strategy moving forward. If the RX 9000 series can capitalize on this demand for higher VRAM, we may see a shift in market dynamics, where AMD can reclaim some of its lost ground against NVIDIA. Now, let's transition to a rather unconventional story that's been making waves in the GPU community. A Brazilian YouTuber, Paulo Gomes, has pulled off an impressive engineering feat by resurrecting a damaged NVIDIA RTX 5070 Ti using parts from an RTX 2080 Ti and an AMD Radeon RX 580. This Frankenstein GPU project involved extensive modding, including soldering wires and adapting power delivery systems to achieve functionality. After hours of work, Gomes and his team managed to get the modified card to perform at RTX 3070 levels, achieving a remarkable benchmark score of 11,150 in Unigine superposition. This score places it at the top of the leaderboard for RTX 5070 Ti GPUs, showcasing not only the potential of extreme modding, but also the ingenuity of the tech community. However, this project was not without its challenges. The team faced issues like thermal spikes and voltage drops, which required them to innovate continuously. For example, they managed to stabilize the card's performance by switching to a different benchmark system that doubled the bandwidth. This level of tinkering is not something the average gamer would attempt, but it does highlight the creativity and resourcefulness that can emerge from the DIY hardware community. As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that the GPU landscape is as dynamic as ever. AMD's RX 9000 series may have a slow start in market share, but the growing interest in higher VRAM cards could provide it with an opportunity to strengthen its position. Meanwhile, the modding community continues to push the boundaries of what's possible, reminding us that innovation often comes from unexpected places. Looking ahead, we can anticipate more developments in GPU technology, especially as AI and ML workloads become increasingly demanding. The competition between AMD and NVIDIA will likely intensify, driving advancements that could redefine performance standards in the coming years. Stay tuned for more insights and updates on the latest in GPU technology.